Well, ScoMo is his Twitter handle, Scott Morrison is his name, and he's also in marketing, but he's not the man you think he is. Scott Morrison lives in Orlando, where he works as a self-professed business development, sales and event sponsorship professional. His professional website is full of professional business headlines, and he even has a weekly ScoMo newsletter. On January the 8th this year, he tweeted and pinned to the top of his page, "Hey Twitter, I'm not the Australian Prime Minister, although I'm dying with all the hate mail you send me, thinking I'm him. Good morning to you, Scott Morrison."
Good morning. Good afternoon where I am, but I'm very happy to join you today. Thank you.
Thanks for joining. Just need to check your credentials. Do you like coal?
Do I like coal? Only if I'm going to make some charcoal for a fire, for a grill. That's about it.
Ever been to Hawaii?
I have many times, actually. Not recently, though.
Okay. Do you have any friends called Malcolm?
Do not, no.
Do you have any former friends called Malcolm?
No, none that I'm aware of.
Rightio, Scott. Thank you. All checks out. Hey, man, you've lived a fine life. It looks like you're a very successful man. You sound like a friendly, gentle soul. And then, about 18 months ago, things sort of went a bit awry for you, did they? When did you first realize that the name Scott Morrison was about to get more complicated?
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise. I went back through some of my Twitter accounts over the last few days just to kind of remember some of that. And I think it was 2017, my first starting messages for this other Scott Morrison. And listen, my name isn't all that uncommon, so it didn't surprise me too much. But once I realized he was running for public office and then later saw he became the prime minister of your fine country, my Twitter account has been way more entertaining than it was before, that's for sure.
So did anyone first start contacting you thinking that you were the Australian Scott Morrison?
Absolutely. Most of the messages I get in there is people assuming that I am him and either blaming me for something or upset with me for something and very rarely praising me, but that doesn't happen as often as I'd prefer.
Do you ever respond just as him, just pretend and take it and run with it?
I haven't done it as him much. Well, not intentionally, I should say that. After I started getting this for a while, I kept thinking, you know, there's something fun I could be doing here. And so I would reply with some sarcastic responses from time to time. And I think based on some of the responses I got back, many people thought I was the Scott Morrison that you know of. And after a while, people realize that I'm just another guy in a whole other place. And it's become a little playful for me, that's for sure.
Well, speaking of playful, because you've got the Twitter handle ScoMo, have you had any financial offers from our own Prime Minister? Because, you know, he's been using that nickname for a couple of years now, and he's really forced it on us in a way. So in Australia, we like a nickname and we like something easy to say. Has there been pressure for you to relinquish that title?
Honestly, I've heard nothing from the Australian government or anyone official for that matter. I kind of wondered if at some point something of that would come along. Here in the States, I've seen instances of that happening, but no, nothing at all. I did have a gentleman who has nothing to do with your Scott Morrison who did try to buy the handle now, seeing that the little value that it has, but nope, nobody's approached me for that.
Oh, Scott Morrison, you could be sitting on a gold mine here.
Perhaps. That could be great. Then it can fund my trip out there to Australia and visit all you fine people. That'd be great.
So you've never been here before?
I haven't, no. I've worked with a number of Australians, but I've never been to the country before.
And what did you know about Australian politics before the name Scott Morrison became, more relevant?
Oh, nothing at all. Nothing. I saw there was a prime minister, and I admittedly had to look up, what exactly does that mean? And come to find out, it's like my president here in the United States. So I knew nothing, and I'm getting a crash course mostly through Twitter. So I don't quite know how accurate my information is, but it's entertaining, as I say.
Hey, Scott, nothing on Twitter is inaccurate. It's a place of harmony and facts.
That is true. In fact, I find everything on the internet to be full of facts. That's very true.
Hey, I'm chatting right now to Scott Morrison, ScoMo, who lives in Orlando and has had his life turned upside down a couple of years ago when the name Scott Morrison became more relevant, particularly to those of us in Australia. What are some of the best examples of messages that have come your way online with people mistaking you for the actual Prime Minister Scott Morrison?
Well, a number, you know, truthfully have been serious. As you've, you know, dealt with the crisis with the bushfires, which has been tragic and all that, there's been a number of people who've been, you know, outraged towards the prime minister, what he's done. So some of them been heavy sensed. A lot of them in other sense, you know, tell me, you know, throw expletives at me and tell me what I could go do with myself. And often it's why they don't like me or I should be voted out of office in cases like that, or they'll blame me for being somewhere. In cases like that, I'll just, you know, typically respond with a little joke of, hey, it wasn't me, or I wasn't there, or whatever. Just have a good laugh with it.
Hey, Scott Morrison, if you were Prime Minister of Australia, what would you do?
Oh, I don't know. This, you know, reminds me of like high school class where I'd say something like you can have, you know, only 4 days work week or cut your taxes or something like that. But, you know, truthfully, we'd find something fun to do and something that'd be great for the people. But really, let's, you know, continue to build the country. You know, here in the States, Australia is looked at very favorably. People love the anyone they meet from there. So we'd make sure that your country continues its good name and grows economically and, you know, becomes a big powerhouse.
Scott Morrison, party politics aside, that's probably the best political speech I've heard in Australia in the past decade.
Vote me in then. I'm ready to go. Let's start a GoFundMe page and here I come.
ScoMo versus ScoMo. This will be bigger than Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Scott Morrison, finish this sentence. How good is...
How good is Sammy J on ABC Radio Breakfast?
You are indeed, Scotty from marketing. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute joy having you on the program. If we ever need another exclusive interview with Scott Morrison, can we give you a buzz?
Absolutely, Sammy J. Anytime. And if anyone wants to have some fun with it, just reach out to me on Twitter at ScoMo. And I promise you, I'll give you at least, as best as I can, a little bit of a laugh.
You're a champion. Thanks for joining. Have a great afternoon in Orlando.
Thank you, Sammy. Enjoy your day there.